Yeah, Romans 10:14.
Steiners the taste of Steiners that the Gemara says why the Tanner doesn't write down Tzora Soito. The reason the Tanner doesn't write down Tzora Soito Hainachanami the Soito could patter her Tzora but Lemashkachas b'Tzora Tzora, because all the brothers are also, when the brother dies with his Saito, all the brothers are also to marry the Saito. And all the brothers are also to marry the Tzora Saito. Mele loy mashkachas lei Tzora Tzora. So va loy mashkachas lei Tzora Tzora. It's no chetim tzev Tzora Tzora. This is the reason the Tana didn't write Saito. Frek teisves. Eine chanami loy mashkachas lei Tzora Tzora. Eine chanami loy mashkachas lei Tzora Tzora. Aber mikol makoim. And the boyel, mashkachas lo yot tzoras tzoro. If a person is mizdana with a isha, and then his brother marries the boyel, and the brother dies, so only on him it's also. So the brother could marry the tzoro. And while the brother could marry the tzoro, mashkachas lo b'tzoras tzoro. Mashkachas lo b'tzoras tzoro. This is Teisvis Kasha. Mashkachas lo b'tzoras tzoro. And for Teisvis, kevon de gabi boyel, de baal lo mashkachas tzoras tzoro. So, but the boyel also, it's not also Tzora Tzora. This is the Teretz of Teisvus. And we stole three kashas here. I want to stole the kashas, the shtikl klora, or the devil b'at Hashem, where boyel is the Teretz. The first kasha was the Kerenoiro's kasha. Frag the Kerenoiro, frag the Kerenoiro as it. Lechure, tumok simbo ke'arayes is a posuk that soito is azei ve'aherve. Tumok simbo ke'arayes, soito is azei ve'aherve. So I know that soito is azei ve'aherve. After I know that soito is azei ve'aherve, tumok simbo ke'arayes, soito is mamish like aherve. So she patters the tzoro. And be a soito, she will patter the tzoro, and tzoras tzoro, atzof kol ha'olam. Technically, it's not shaykh. It's not a chetimtza that it will come to Tzora Tzora. But be'etzem the erve patas the Tzora, and the Tzora patas the Tzora, tumok simbo ke'arayis. She's a chefze ve'erve. And if she's a chefze ve'erve, she has to patter, and she has to patter weiter and weiter. But does it the metzias? The erve could patter the Tzora. No, it's not a chetimtza. But the boyer, it's not a chetimtza. But the baal is not a chetimtza. But the boyer, it's not a chetimtza. So, Einach Hanami, you write that by the Baal is no Echetimtze. But what is the Hekesh? The Hekesh says, Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis. The same Tumor that Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis legabi the Baal, the same Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis goes over to the Boyer. But the Baal, Grabe, is no Echetimtze that Tumor will two oif so wide. So, it's no Echetimtze. But the Tumor that Simbo Ke'arayis, that it's a Erve. No, it's a hekesh that the boyel is as if the baal. Asura le baal, asura le boyel. Say nechnami. By the baal, it's no echetimtze. By the boyel, is a echetimtze. But the hekesh is that tumuk simbo ke'arayis. As if here it's a erve, here it's a erve. So if as if here it's a erve, here it's a erve, it's not nafkemine, and everyone it's a erve, so it has to patter by the boyel, the tzora and tzora tzora. Even by the baal, is no echetimtze. Because the hekesh is tumuk simbo ke'arayis. As if she's an erve klapi him, she's an erve leyibum, she's an erve klapi the other one. And Taisa says words no. Kevon de legabi de baal, we didn't find a chetimtze, so be made a klapi the boyel we don't have. And the lumpus is no lumpus in it. When the tumuk sibbo gabi de baal, we learn out the boyel from the baal. Chadrosha, ene from the tzveite. Here is a chitzor and a chetimtze, here is no chitzor and a chetimtze. This is the first kasha. Especially Madrish the Kasha, well, after we'll understand the Teretz. This Kasha, the Baal, we didn't answer. This Kasha, we all didn't answer. It's the first Kasha. Second Kasha, we said Reb Shleim Efrek and Reb El Chomel. Beide Efrek in the Zweite Kasha. What was the second kasha? Kasha is that the lechure. You're right. We don't have a mokar for the boyel to patel tzoras tzor. But that the patel the tzor, tumuk simbol ka'arayis, as even by the baal, the soito patel the tzor, but the boyel, the soito also patel the tzor. Frank Reb Shloime, after the soito patel the tzor became eishesach. After the tzor became eishesach, let that eishesach to patel the other tzor. You're right, there is no mocker that tzora could pato by the boil, but the boil could make the tzora ois. After the boil patos the tzora, verzach eishesach. Now the tzora could be also not mitzat tzora from the boil. She's a tzora of the eishesach. While the tzora became also kum tzorik the eishesach, and after kum tzorik the eishesach, that eishesach could pato weiter. But so we said, this is from Kiveges Kasha. Why I need a posuk on tzora tzora? Every time after the erbe asked the tzora, now she's a ishesach. So mitzad a ishesach, as every ishesach shlo boi lo moi, ishesach min haem could pater the tzora. Every tzora is called the erbe from the ishesach, let her to pater her tzora. That's given up kibayegis kasha. So here it's not only up kibayegis kasha, why we need a drosha, le maise. Taisis is maskona saloche le maise. That by the boyel, if the brother married a soito and he dies, I'm not allowed to marry her and I'm not allowed to marry the tzora. But if a different brother married the tzora, I couldn't marry the tzora tzora. How it could be that I couldn't marry the tzora tzora? She's a tzora veishasach. That's in the second kasha of Shleim and Rebel Chodom. To answer this shaila, we said yesterday, as Reb Shleim is not the soito. I want a little bit to be masbir, that we can go right over this, but also the Yisraelis, the answer from the Sugis, though. Zog Reb Shleime, Einech Hanami. Avad Reb Kiveger, frek ta gute kashe, why I need a posuk on Tzora Tzora, every time that the Erve asked the Tzora, now it's a Yishesach, and let the Tzora Medin Yishesach, to Pater weiter. Zog Reb Shleime, Yisrael. We'll learn out from the Gemaras later on that the Yisoid of Erve Patas the Tzoro, what is the Mahalach of Erve Patas the Tzoro? The Yisoid is that the Erve is a Stir Leibu. The issues of Erve is a Stir Leibu. The Hainu, not only because it's a Loisa Sasha, and it's a Deich a Loisa Sheesh Bekoros. The Chefza from the Erve is a Stir Leibu. Yibum can't catch on the Erve. Ein Kiddushin Toif Simbo. Yibum can't be, Yibum geht nicht mit Erwe. Erwe is a stirele Yibum. So weit that it's a stirele Yibum that it patos the Tzor. So the Erwe is such a stirele Yibum, not only that the Erwe is a stirele Yibum, the Erwe is such a stirele Yibum that the Erwe could patos the Tzor, the Erwe is ois. Zog Reb Shleime, when the Erwe is a stirele Yibum, it's only Stamarayas. Achisisho, Bitoy, it's a stir leibu. Eishesach is not an erve leibu. Why Eishesach is not an erve leibu? The pshat is poshut. A person in Moshe cannot marry Bitoy. He can't. It doesn't catch. He can't marry Achisisho. It doesn't catch. He can't marry Chamoisei. It doesn't catch. It's an erve. Erve doesn't catch. Eishesach, fakert. To do yibum, you need to be Eishesach. If you're not an Eishesach, you cannot do Yibum. The Chavtza of Yibum is to take this Erve that is called Eishesach and to marry her. This is the Chavtza of Yibum. You take Eishesach and you marry her. And you yoytze mitzvah Yibum. So Erve is a stir leYibum means to say, Erve and Yibum don't stick. The issue that is an Erve, Yibum can't catch on her. So wide that even she patters the Torah. Erve and Yibum is a stir. Eishesach in a Yibum is nishkin stira. Eishesach in Yibum is nishkin stira. Erbe in Yibum is a stira. Eishesach in Yibum is nishkin stira. Eishesach in Yibum is nishkin stira. Erbe in a Yibum is a stira. This is the first anoch. Mele thot of Shleime Azeh. We know Arayas pater mi Yibum. Not only that, he brings down the Gemara and Daftes, Rabbi Kiva holds, Chavelavim are also Arayas. We don't pass him. We know Mamzerim. If a person marries a Chavelavim, is no Mamzerim. You marry your sister, is a Mamzer. You marry your Shishish, is a Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds, Ale Chavelavim is Arayas. Zog the Gemara and Daftes, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, Ale Chavelavim, Apotum, Yibum, Vechlitze. We don't pass him like that. Fragt Teisus, why? It's only chayv erevin. Esed echeloisus. Erve is a stira leibum. Erve is a stira leibum. Arayis is a stira leibum. We learn from Aleo, arayis is a stira leibum. Eshesach is not a stira leibum. Now, Eshesach b'derech kal is a mitzvah to do yibum. Even in a case that the mitzvah will disappear, it's not mitzvah to do yibum to Eshesach. Oh, but she's not a stira. She's, I can't do it. It's no mitzvah. Lemoshe. Mu'uberes. It's no mitzvah to do yibum. If you do yibum, it doesn't catch. Oh, but she's not a stira. She says no mitzvah. So mu'uberes is no mitzvah and there's no stira. So what happens? You do a beer, you go on a shmitnish. Oh, but it's not a stira to yibum. Arayas is a stira to yibum. What patterns yibum v'chalitze? Arayas. What patterns tzale? Arayas. Mu'uberes. She's potter stuck because there's no mitzvah because she has a kid. Oh, but there's no stira leibum. What's the nafkimina, Zakrib Shleim? The nafkimina will be in chayve lavim ve'ese. Chayve lavim ve'ese is no mitzvah sibu because ein ese deich eloisese ve'ese. Im balu loikon. So do a tzad the mishnah melech that the ishesach comes back. If there's no mitzvah, on a mitzvah, so do isur ishesach. But even if no mitzvah is isur ishesach, Chavelavim ve'ese don't patter the tzora. Why the Chavelavim ve'ese don't patter the tzora? If there's no mitzvah, why they don't patter the tzora? The Torah says, even if there's no mitzvah, even if there's no mitzvah, they will not patter the tzora, because what will patter the tzora? The Eishesach. Eishesach is not an erve. Even when there's no mitzvah, the Eishesach is never an erve le'yibu. Eishesach fits. Oh, forget, Yibu dresses puklach after the Eishesach. Yibum comes under Eishesach, very good. If there's no mitzvah, so don't do it. But there's no stira be'etzem. Arayas is a stira be'etzem to Yibum. Arayas is mufka be'etzem for Yibum. Eishesach is never mufka for Yibum. While Eishesach is never mufka for Yibum, Eishesach is nishkin stira to Yibum. V'meile, aber azay, the plan is very poshut. The plan is very poshut. Zokrib Shleime, so we have a plan. Arayas patr tzoro. Eishesach doesn't patr tzoro. Even when there's no mitzvah. Lemoshel, mu'uberes is no mitzvah, but the Eishesach doesn't patr. She has to wait. Chavelavim ve'es, there's no mitzvah, it's the Isur Eishesach. It's the Isur Eishesach, but it doesn't patr the tzoro. Meile zok Reb Shleime, we go back to Reb Kiveiger's kashe. Vos vayk Reb Kiveiger? Evi erve patr the tzoro. Now the tzoro zok trashi is be Isur Eishesach. So if she's the Eishesach, why I need a posuk that the tzoro could patr the tzoro? For sure she could patr the tzoro. She's the Eishesach. The Torah says, but the Eishesach, you write that it's a chorus. Oh, but it's not an erve. As it's not an erve, it can't patr the tzoro. Meile Reb Kiveiger's kashe is not shver bichlal. It's no mokim to Reb Kiveiger's kashe. What's wake up, Kiveger? Evi erve patr the tzoro. Now the tzoro is a Eishesach. Let that tzoro to patr weiter. Let that tzoro to patr weiter. The Torah says, that tzoro, what she has, Eishesach. Eishesach is nishkin erve leibu. Even when you can't do the mitzvah, Eishesach is not an erve leibu. Even when you can't do the mitzvah, Eishesach is not an erve leibu. So about the Eishesach is not an erve leibum. So the tzora, you write that she has Eishesach, but she can't patter the tzora. So be'etzem, this chelek, we're staying in Gantz Yevomis, Reb Chaim calls it Eishesach min nefil azu. The yesod is, erve could patter. Eishesach, not only we say, she wants yibum. Even when the Eishesach doesn't want yibum. Even the Eishesach is not oimed leibum. Even when the Eishesach is not oimed leibum. Even when the Eishesach is not in the parsha from Yibum. But the Eishesach is not an erve leibum. So Eishesach is never a stir leibum. If Eishesach is never a stir leibum, Eishesach will never patter a tzora. Mer chavelavim ve'ese could be a Eishesach, but they don't patter the tzora. Mu'uberes could be a Eishesach, they don't patter the tzora. Tzoras erve has a Eishesach, it doesn't patter the tzora. You need a posuk, litzroi, that the tzora could patter a tzora. This is the first chalik from Shleim, I think, very poshut. Avade, and then miyad you have a kasha with Rabbi Kiveiger as Mitzayim. Ilonis, what is Ilonis? A Yevoma that she can't do yibum because Asher Teilet Prat leIlonis and she patters her tzora. Why she patters her tzora? The tzora could have kids. Asher Teilet Prat leIlonis, she cannot have kids. But the tzora could have kids. If she cannot have kids and the tzora could have kids, so if she cannot have kids and the tzora could have kids, why she patters the tzora? Zog the Gemara daf Yud Beis. Because I'll shortail it prat le'ailon is, so she doesn't have a mitzvah, so her Eishesach comes back, and she patters the tzora, and within tzora is Eishesach. So she cannot do Yibum, so she's taking potum Yibum, and while she's potum Yibum, So Mimele her Eishesach comes back, and Vala Eishesach comes back, so Mitzad Eishesach she patters the tzor. Mitzad Eishesach she patters the tzor. So we see Eishesach could patter the tzor. What? Why should they have it? She's Eishesach. Eishesach plucks. Shaloi bo ilomo. It's stated in the Mishnah that patters the tzor. Eishesach minayim patters the tzor. The Torah says, Avad Eishesach is not a stir leibu. And Eishesach you could do yibu. Eishesach is not a stir leibu. And it doesn't patter. Why Eishesach minayim patters? Eishesach minayim, it's not the right relation. It doesn't fit. Eishesach minayim plugs in. Eishesach minayim doesn't fit. Shaloi bo ilomo, they didn't live together. It's not the right issues. It doesn't plug. I want to explain. Not only there is no mitzvah. Mitzvah is Eishesach. Sometimes there's no mitzvah. Oh, but the plug stays a plug. This Eishesach, forget it. Mamish fits to Yibu. God, there's no mitzvah. Oh, but Erve, Erve, but Erich Klal, is a stirle Yibu. It's such a kind of arayas, issues can't catch. Yibum can't catch. It pushes it off. Eishesach, forget it. Yibum, Mamish, arayinzets of them. Yibum goes very good inside Eishesach. Oh, but Eishesach minayim doesn't fit. It's not the right Eishesach. It doesn't fit. Eishesach Yishloa Ba'ilomoy doesn't fit. Island is, Vashi cannot have kids. Yeah, that's really a chidush. Nisht Allah maskim, but this is Eman Do'am and the Gemara. The Eishesach from the island is, Val is not an issue that can have kids, also she doesn't fit. So her Erva becomes her Erva Dike Eishesach. What? I mean, why to us Erva doesn't fit? Zokrib Shleime. What doesn't fit? The Eishesach fits perfect. The lady with the Erve, we look at her. Eishesach, Mamish Yibum could fit here. She has a problem that someone there is disturbing. Oh, but this Eishesach, that you want tomorrow to say, why she will part of the Tzorah? Not because the Erve. Even if there's no possible that the Erve could part of the Tzorah, she could part of the Tzorah. I look at her. Eishesach, perfect. Yeah, it's no mitzvah, but she's perfect for Yibum. How she could part it? Island is, she's not perfect. She's an Eishesach that cannot have kids. She's not perfectly evil. So Ras Erve, this is the Shneim in the first piece with his Mazmer, and he brings his Masholim and dying back and forth. Eishesach says that if Isha will die, this is what Mr. Shvelvot, this is what he means to say. Dear the Tzoras Erve, mitzad Eishesach, not mitzad Achisisha. What we ask? Why did the Apostle get Tzoras Tzoro? Even when Hashem would not say that it goes weiter, I will forget about that she's a Tzoras Tzoro. I will start from scratch and I will say, here I have a Eishesach, let this Eishesach to patter. The Eishesach is a perfect Eishesach. The issues is good, the lady is good, everything is good. Why she will patter? You're right, she doesn't have a mitzvah. But her setting is a good setting for Yibum. When someone is a good setting for Yibum, it doesn't patter. When you're not a good setting for Yibum, you patter. Elimis is not a good setting for Yibum. Shiloh Bo Ilomo is not a good setting for Yibum. But this one is a good setting for Yibum. No matter, she can't patter. So Be'etzem, this is a teretz, also Zoktim Shleim, and Tesis Kashe. The first Kashe we didn't answer yet. But the second Kashe, but we ask the Kashe, after the boil part of the first Tzorah, let the Tzorah to part of Vaito Medina Eishesach, not Medin Tzorah Tzorah from Soito. The Torah says Eishesach cannot patter. This was the easy way. And this we said yesterday, that this is not such an easy way. Because the Torah from Reb Shlomo is Gishmak, before that we know that the Halacha is, that Tzorah could patter Tzorah. Why we need a Pasuk? Let us to figure out ourselves after the Tzorah Zayishesach, let that Erve. We say no, she's perfect for Yibum, she cannot patter. But as a Gzeras HaKosuv, that state in the Pasuk, in the Gzeras HaKosuv, what state in the Gzeras HaKosuv? State in the Gzeras HaKosuv for Litzroy, that the Erve could patter the Tzorah, and the Tzorah could patter the Tzorah. Why the Tzorah Taki patters the Tzorah? Why Taki stating Zeres HaKosuv that the Erve patters the Tzorah and the Tzorah patters the Tzorah ben Afilo Shnir? Why Taki? Was Taki stating Zeres HaKosuv? It's a Zeres HaKosuv that she could patter the Tzorah. Was is Taki Zeres HaKosuv that the Erve patters the Tzorah and the Tzorah Taki patters the Tzorah? How Taki it works? Why the Tzorah patters the Tzorah Taki? What patters the Tzorah? Erve patters the Tzorah. Why the Tzorah patters the Tzorah Taka? So if we learn Oisres, we say the Erva made the Tzorah like a Bitoy, and now the Tzorah is like a Bitoy, we'll see the Poras Yosef, it's Mamash like a Bitoy, and that Bitoy patters Vaito. Say that. If we'll say like that, Eina Chanami. But it's a Vaito Tzad. That the Erva will patter the Tzorah, and now the Tzorah becomes a Bitoy, And the Tesis says Oisus. Also is a chidush. If we learn like this, talking, we don't have a kash. But the Pashto says, Rashi says, Alamol, and Tzora Elo Me'ach, that the Tzora becomes the Ishesach, and then she patters. So, Be'avone Pshuto would be, that before the Gzeras HaKosum of Litzroir, I would think, Be'etzem, the Tzora is a normal Ishesach, she's not Mufka from the Parsha. But maybe she cannot patter, I need a Pasuk, that the Tzora could patter the Tzora. But after the Gzeras HaKosuv that the Tzora could patter the Tzora, I learned that the gather is that the Erva makes the Tzora ki'ilu she's not a good Isha. Even I don't understand how she does it exactly. Oh, but ki'ilu she doesn't, ki'ilu is the Erva Dikei Shesach. So after the Gzeras HaKosuv today, that every Erva patters Tzora, and every Tzora becomes a Shesach, and she could patter the next Tzora. So come back to Isis Kasha. After I know that the Soito could make the Tzoro, you write that Loi Mashkachas Loi Tzoro Tzoro, but the Erve could make a Tzoro. So the Soito, the Boyle, made the Tzoro, now the Tzoro is Eish Esach. You write, when we had a Kash of Rav Kiveger, why we need a Pasuk? The Torah is because Eish Esach is not an Erve. Even Eish Esach from the Tzoro Soito is not an Erve. We need a Pasuk. But after that we have a Pasuk, if we learn that the Pasuk is Amdera Loches, that the Tzoro becomes like a Bitoi, so we're not asking a Kash. Because here it's a Saita, and a Saita is not strong enough. But if the getter is that after the Gzeres HaKosuv it becomes a Ishesach, and the Chiddush of the Gzeres HaKosuv is like the Pashas in Rashi, that the Ishesach is the Erva Dikei Ishesach, and that Ishesach could patter weiter, thus we're stating the Pasuk, so we're coming back to the Kasha of Tesis. The Saita, the Boyal, patter the Tzoro, you're right, there's no Pasuk and Tzoro Tzoro, but now that I know that this is the getter and Tzoro, that it becomes a Ishesach, Nish Mistaba that every place is different, more Mistaba that every time the Tzoro becomes a Ishesach, if every time the Tzoro becomes a Ishesach, let that is Shesach to part of Vaita. So these are the two kashas that we asked. One kasha we asked, Stam, what's the tzushtos? Because there's no baal, there's no boil, kerneiro. And second, we have Rav Shlomo's kasha, why the Tzora doesn't part of the din is Shesach? We're trying to use Rav Kiveh Eger's mehalech, but it's not going. It's a third kasha. It's a third kasha. And I want to be yes to this third kasha. Well, this is Be'etzem. The next shlav in the avonah from the oimek from Rav Kiveh. We mentioned that Be'etzem, even though Rav Shlomo's Torah is accepted, does it the Torah, does it the Mahalach, does it the Veg. But as a kasha that Rav Kiveh himself, we said, knew this whole shtickle Torah, Rav Kiveh knew this whole Torah, and Rav Kiveh when he asked the kasha, he didn't stop ask the kasha, let the Ishesach from the Tzorah to Pato. He knows, Ishesach plugs in, Ishesach is nishken erve leibum, Ishesach is a matim leibum, it wants yibum, Ishesach is nishken stir, it can be a erve leibum. Rav Kiveh was mitzayin, ein kasha, Tesis daf lamed beis. What was the case in Tesis daf lamed beis? Samamish b'ktzor, we mentioned yesterday. Tesis daf lamed beis says, in a case that my brother was married to Isha, and I went and I married her sister. So the halacha ain isu chalal isu. She's a ishesach on achis isha. Ishesach on achis isha. If she's a ishesach on achis isha. So b'meila when my brother dies, be'etzem why I can't do yibum? Ain isu chalal isu. Again, if I married a lady, my brother goes and marries her sister, she's already achis isha, so there's no yibum. But if my brother married a isha and I married her sister, so be'etzem ain isu chalal isu. She's only a ishesach. So but you can't do yibum because in the minute that I matter the ishesach. So the achis isha has a mokum to bichal. So while it's mitle tole v'koi, so the erev is already now pattering the ishesach. And it's poshut to say you can't matter to do yibum because if you take off the ishesach, the achis isha is chal. So mele the ishesach doesn't fall off. So this I understand. Oh, but the tzor of this lady, why she's potu? She's not a tzor of achis isha. Mitle tole v'koi. You can't take off the ishesach because the achis isha is coming. So it's already kilu. If it's coming, it goes off. As I catch, if it will go off, it will come on. So it already patters. But the Tzora never met the Achis Isha. The Tzora only met the Ishesach. So Tais is saying no. So Tais doesn't say no, but so Tais is right, so it's a Tzora from the Ishesach. While the Ishesach is not Mutar Lehibum, because if you'll be Matirid, the Achis Isha will come back, Mit Letole Vekoi, so you can't be Matirid. So while you can't be Matirid, the Mele is no Heter. So while you can't be Matirid, it's no Heter. So Tais is, says, now she has the Ishesach. If she has an Ishesach, the Ishesach could part of the Tzorah. Zog Tesis, Ishesach could part of the Tzorah. K'moy Ayonis! Tesis went to bring a raya. Who said, maybe Ishesach plugs to Yibum, maybe Ishesach is not a stira to Yibum. Zog Tesis, we see an Ayonis. She has an Ishesach, and Ishesach is a stira to Yibum. So if we say that Eishesach is a stir leibum, oh, so Taisa, so we say Eishesach is a stir leibum. So basically, this Taisa shlugs up the ganze Teretz of Rav Kiveiga. So Taisa, we see Eishesach is a stir leibum. We see that Eishesach is a stir leibum. So if we see that Eishesach is a stir leibum, the Mele says Taisa, so the Mele and Mitle Tala Vekoy yet patos the tzora. So Rav Kiveiga, when he wants to ask the kasha and the tzora, he knows you will tell me Eishesach is nishkan stir leibum. He says, Ayin Teisus Daf Lamed Beis. Ayin Teisus Lamed Beis. The Teisus Lamed Beis says that the Eishesach could patter the Tzorah. But Mele, I'm asking that every Tzorah will patter. So Be'etzem, all the Tirutzim of Rav Kiveiga, Rashi the Tirutzim, till you come to Daf Lamed Beis. So, Stam HaKashe. The Teretzes. And here I want one more Tisefer. Avada, we stay with the Yesoid. Eishesach is not a Stira Teibu. It plugs very nicely. Even if it doesn't want Yibum, but it can be a reason not to do Yibum. Because Be'etzim, the cause in the Eishesach is Nishkenel Vele Yibum. Maybe it doesn't patter Yibum. Avad, this is the Teretz of Muberes. This is the Teretz of Chayve Lavim. This is the Mandaroma that the Islandist doesn't patter the Tzoro. Avad, the Eishesach is Nishkenel Vele Yibum. Eishesach cannot be a Stira Le Yibum. So what are the Pshat and Teisvitz? Teisvitz steht nicht dazu. That Val Mitle Tole Vekoy is a Eishesach. And that is just Achaz the Erva and the Kapato the Zohar, and that is Bolarai from Ayrevis. Was geht sich da? Sogt Reboruch Ber. Teisvis only said it in Daflamet Beis and the lady herself, not on the Zohar. Wanted to hear this, you saw it? Because the Daf wissen this, you saw it. Teisvis said it on the Erva, not on the Zohar. Taisus said it on the Erve and not on the Tzor. Now we'll explain. Taisus did spoke on that lady that if the Eishesach will go off, the Eishesach will come back, so the Eishesach doesn't go off, and that Eishesach is the Erve Dike Eishesach, that it part is the Tzor. Zotre Baruch Berazay. You're right. We said Eishesach is never a stirle Yibum because it fits so nicely. It wants Yibum. It fits. Shalai Ba'ilama, it doesn't fit. Eishesach Minahem doesn't fit. Island, it doesn't fit. But Tzoras Erve LeMoshel, the Eishesach is perfect. A Zaitike problem, it's not an Erve LeYibum. This is normally. That's a hand good. The Erve herself, I'll take the normal case, Bitoy, falls LeYibum. So the Bitoy part is the Tzorah. We said, but the Tzoras, Eishesach from the Tzorah, is not so strong to part a Vaiter on the Pasuk, masking. The Bitoy herself, her Eishesach, becomes the Erve Dike Eishesach. The Tzoras Erve, the Bitoy doesn't become Eishesach. Only a good Eishesach, not a bad Eishesach. The Erve becomes a bad Eishesach. And I'll explain to you why. The lady herself that is a Bitoy, she has all different black things inside her. She's a Psaganza Erve. So all of her Metzias is a Stira Le'ibu. So that Eishesach that has inside the Isha, the Stira Le'ibu, is not a Eishesach that is Oymed Le'ibu. Like Islandis. The Islandis, the Eishesach is good. But while her body doesn't fit Le'ibum, she's not the right Eishesach Le'ibum. A lady that is the Erve, what is the Erve? She's black, she's Mufka. She has Trefet Kazach. The Erve that she has makes her to be a Zasot Isho that is not Matim Le'ibum. So her Eishesach versach your Erve Dike Eishesach. Only a different Eishesach, the Tzoras Eishesach needs. Mitzvah is not an Erve Dike. Because the Tzorah, Be'etzem, everything is good. Put me the other one here is disturbing. When this one will move, she will stay okay. Mashe'egem, when she's an Erve, she herself is treif. Who said this Yesoid? The Ritva and Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, and the Erve was never a Salkedaito that she will need Chalitze. Only on the Tzorah was a Salkedaito that she will need Chalitze. This is the Oymek HaGmore Erve Gufel Eitzrich Eko. I don't want to go into it now because we'll get it afches. We have to remember, even with the Gatzer of Shleime, is a Gmore Erve Gufel Eitzrich Eko. Erve is treif. The Ritva says, it's no Salkedaitoch that Erve will have to have Chalitze. After I know Poitres, after I know the Yesoid of Erve, I don't need the whole Suyas and of Gimel Amud Aleph, Zog the Ritva, is on the Tzorah. I, both of them, Apturas, yeah. The Tzorah, we said, she's not a Mufka Dike Isho. The Mele was a tzad. Even though she's pturois, she will need chalitze. The Erve is mufka from Yibu. I think he said in the Ritvo. The Erve is mufka from Yibu. While the Erve is mufka from Yibu, while the Erve is mufka from Yibu, it's a treif. So this is Be'etzem, Before we go back to our thesis, Sikum Dibre Rab Kiveige. The Yesod is answer Rab Kiveige, Eshesach is not a stira to Yibum. Eshesach Be'etzem plugs to Yibum. Even when you have a chorus, like Chayim Ve'lavim, even Mu'beres, it's not a stira to Yibum. Alice Monman Domar is not a stira to Yibum. This means Tzoras Erev needs a posuk. It's not a stira to Yibum. Shaloi Bo'i Lomo is a stira. Eshesach Be'naim is a stira. We have to add now. When she's an erva or mitlato levekoi, she's an erva. She's also a stira leibu. The erva herself is a stira leibu. Ad kan is a yishuv of Rav Kiveiger. Rav Ari Pashab is trach in the yishuv. I want now to go back. Ober Herzachem Gutni daf chavos. Ober Azei frek the world after that. This is emes, and we can, even if we don't understand the terms, ober dosi the emes. Dainu dosh teit in daf lamet beis that klapi the erva her ishesach is treif. B'meila she patters the tzora. She patters the tzora. She's treif, so she's erbedikei shesach. As if she lo be'olam he patters the tzora. As if she lo be'olam he patters the tzora. She also patters the tzora. She's a treif. She's a treif and she patters the tzora. So even without understanding, in the problem is that she's having the tzuras hashmaise. Tzuras hashmaise we say here yisoid ishesach minefil ezu ishesach. Doesn't patter. It's just ach fits to Yibu. Island is bazunder. Shlomo ilomo is bazunder. Ashtach minayem bazunder. Tzoras erve on a posuk. Even though the Ishesach, it will not patter. Although the Ishesach from the erve is your treif in the Ishesach. And that Ishesach could patter everyone. So we have to miyashiv how it works in the arayis. But that's the tzuras advorim. But the ervas is a treif. By the ervas, the shesach is a treif. As they state in Tesis. Granted, we understand it. But I feel we don't understand. But as they, let me get one more step back. But Herzach is good. This is the kasha from the Emes Alomdim. From the Emes Alomdim. That's learning good. But that's what we can help me come. Frag in the Alomdim, we'll go back to our Tesis. We'll go back to our Tesis. We asked two kashas, and I want now to ask the third kasha. Taisa says, why is no tzora tzora? Vow we didn't find by the baal tzora tzora, we don't have by the boyo. We didn't understand what is the tzushka. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, we said, even if we don't have a tzora tzora, but after we know that the erva asked the tzora, so now the tzora is a ishesach, let her to pater. He said, Rav Kiveiger, the ishesach is not such bad ishesach. Fregen de lomdim, aber herzach ein gut. The soida herself. She's an erve? Yeah. So if she's an erve, the boyer, the moshel, Reuven was ma'anis ha'isha. Now his brother married her. When this brother dies, she herself is an erve? Yeah. If she herself is an erve, so her ishesach becomes erve dike ishesach or not? If her, she becomes erve dike ishesach, so now she could patter the tzora v'tzora tzora within tzora ishesach. So what is the whole taisa saying? No chabot. You're right that lein mashkachas lein tzora tzora besoito is no yalfusa and tzora tzora besoito. Why is no yalfusa and tzora tzora besoito? Because we have to learn it out from the baal. And by the baal is no chetimtze. Why do the baal is no chetimtze? Maybe we can't learn it out. Besoito. Oh, but we're asking a kasha like this. The soito herself, the boil. She was mezane. And now she went and married my brother, and my brother dies. She herself, I can't do Yibum. If she herself, I can't do Yibum, she's a treifa dikei shesach. She's a osur dikei shesach. If she's a osur dikei shesach, so now she could patter the tzora. And she could patter the tzora, tzora. At sof kol ha'olam. As evi eshesach min ha'im, evi shiloh ba'olam, that patters. So why are you telling me now that soita will not patter tzora, tzora? She could patter medin eshesach. So, I'm asking. But that's chabdos. That's klore kasha. The first kasha was tam because by the baal is not by the boyel machmishtois. Then the second kasha is you're right. Lomazon has to be the same. But after the elva asked the tzoro, let the tzoro to be eishesach and she will part of the tzoro. Zalkam kiveiger, the tzoro from the eishesach is not a good tzoro. Now we're asking the third kasha. The soita herself, the soita atzmo. She's dreif. She's like the elva from lamed beis. If she's the Erva from Lamed Beis, her Eishesach becomes the Erva Dike Eishesach. So the Soita herself is called Eishesach? Yeah. If the Soita herself is called Eishesach, So now, let me take the case. What is the case? Reuben was mezana with the isha. Then she got divorced. His brother went and married her. Shimon married her. Now Shimon dies. So now, Eilech Hanami, Reuben can't do a yibum to Shimon's wife, to his soita. Now, because he can't do yibum, she's a erve. So she's a ishesach. She's like ishesach shel abay lomay. She's a ishesach sheyesh lo bone. So she could patter the tzora v'tzora tzora at sof kol ha'olam. As if he had a ishesach. What? Is there a tinsa? By the boil, is there a tinsa? By the boil. Soita le boil. What is this is answering that is no chetimtze? Is there chetimtze? What is this answering? That val is no chetimtze, but the bal is no chetimtze, but the boil. Oh, but forget about the Yisur Soito Shavoy. The Soito is the Erve, so the Soito itself becomes a Ishesach. As the Soito itself becomes a Ishesach, the minute she has the pater out of Kaloyo. What? La Meshane, but she herself is a Ishesach. So what? So what? But she's a Ishesach. I'm not asking now that the Soita will patter. The Erva made it to be a Ishesach. Now the Ishesach could patter. As Evel Amit Beis. The Ishesach could patter the Tzora. The Soita herself is a Ishesach. The Soita herself is a Ishesach. The Ainu is two Shlovim. The middle Kasha is that the Tzora Serva is a Ishesach. That the Tzora Serva is a Ishesach. And this we answer the Tzora Seita is Eishesach. Einech and Ami, we want the Tzora Seita to be Eishesach. Reb Kiviger said that the Tzora is not becoming Eishesach. Yes, Teres, Mishka Teres. Now we're asking, but the Seita alone is Eishesach. Because Teisus and Lamed Beis said that the ganze Teres from Reb Kiviger is only on the Tzora. It's only on the Tzora. But at the Erva itself, Abadu she becomes Erva Dike Eishesach. As they state in Lamed Beis. So come zurück the Kasha. Val she's a erve, let the ishes achshubot to part of the tzora, v'tzora tzora, at sof kol ha'olam. Klo? The teretz is, and all of the kash is one teretz. And all of the kash is one teretz. This teretz, Reb Nochum is merames, and Divrei Eliezer, and this yudel. The teretz is as זאת רב נוחם. Tumu ksid bo ke arayes doesn't mean that the soito is a erve. Soito is not a erve. The Ramban says in Daf Chof, soito lav isur ervo, elo maaseo aroim gormulo. Soito is bichlal nishken erve, she's a normal isha. She did it, she had a mistake. No. But she stays a normal isha. So what is the pshat tumu ksibo ke arayis? Hashem said to punish her and to misnag with her kiilu she's a erve. You're not allowed to marry erve, don't marry her. You can't do yibum to erve, don't do yibum to her. Everything what you can't do. Everything what you can't do to erve, don't do to her. But not that be'ezim she's a erve. Be'ezim she's not a erve. Loshon Ramban and Daf Chof, Soito lav isur ervoi. Soito lav isur ervoi. Elo maaseo roim gormulo. Maaseo roim gormulo. She's not an erve. So I will start with the first kasha. The first kasha, of course, it disappears. So be'etzem, if you ask me, klapi de baal, she's an erve? No. Now Hashem said, don't marry her. Say, I don't. Don't do yibum. I don't. Don't do yibum to the tzora. I don't. Everything Hashem said, don't. Now I said, everything what you don't do to her, don't do, boil. Everything what the baal can do, the boil can do. So be'etzem, Hashem can make a treif. Hashem should behave with her kilo, she's treif. Marry? No. Yibum? No. Tzora? No. What you do to the baal, do to the boil. Now, by the baal, I say, marry? No. Yibum? No. Tzora? No. I come to tzora, tzora is not negia. So now I want to learn that the boyer is like the baal. Zog Tosfos, I only could learn bia, yibum, and tzora, and I can't learn tzora, tzora. What was the kasha? Now, that's a good. The kasha was in the beginning, we were sure, Hashem said, tumo ksibo, she's a erve. So we ask, the Baal also gets that Tume. Pug here, technically it's not Shaykh. Here, technically it is Shaykh. So what does the Nafka mean if I didn't care in Eiro? The Teretz, Hashem never said that she's an Erva here. She's not an Erva. Hashem said, play with her Ke'ilu, she's an Erva. Feel with her Ke'ilu, she's an Erva. So I feel Tzach with her. I don't do Bia, I don't do Yibum, I don't do Tzoro. Now, the rest, Hashem never spoke on, because it's not Negea. So now when the Baal takes over what the Baal has, the Baal takes what the Baal has, he only could take Bia, Yibum, and Tzoro. He can't take it weiter. In the Kasha, we understand it, she's a Tumo. She's black. Now, it's Negea, only two Doiras. Now, the Baal also gets that Tumo. Pumped by him, it's Negea, five Doiras. So what if here it's only Negea, two Doiras? Here, it's a good Kasha. But here it's not that Hashem said it's Epis. As Hashem said, you have to feel tzach the anogis as Eidi Ha'er. Legabi, what is Shaykh? I'll give you a mashal in Ma'adov Ha'doyme. A person is Me'anis Ha'isha. He's mutter to marry her later. Even Ha'ishas Ish. If a person is Mezana with Ha'ishas Ish Ba'oynes, he's allowed to. Why? If he's Mezana Be'rotzen, he's not us. He's also to marry her, even if the husband leaves her. Asur le'ba'al, asur le'ba'al. But if he's Me'anis her, so she's mutter to the Ba'al. So she's mutter to the Ba'al. But the person did worse. The Teretz is, he has to be like the Baal. When he's Mezana Berotzen, she's also to the Baal, she's also to him. When he's Ba'ines, she's Mutter to the Baal, she's Mutter to him. If the Bia asks mitzat atzmo, it's a treif, there's no difference. The Teretz is, it's not a treif, it's a hanogis klape a Baal, and the hanogis klape a Baal, we go klape the Baal. After we know this, the Mele, the other kash is full Me'elov. If she's not an Elvedike Isha, you're right that you can't do Yibum. But the Eishesach doesn't come back. Even if it comes back, it's not a treifet dike Eishesach. She's not better off from Chayv Elavim Ve'esa that you can't do Yibum. She's not better off from a Me'uberes. You can't do Yibum. You're right that you cannot do Yibum. You cannot do Yibum, but why should it be a treifet dike Eishesach? We said Chayv Elavim Ve'esa, you also don't have Yibum. But we said the Eishesach stays the right Eishesach. When you are Erve, you become not a good Eishesach. Because the Erva, we said it's a bad issue. You be mitzias like a person cannot have kids. Asher teled, your island is, you mufka from the parsha. Here you're not mufka from the parsha. Here you're not mufka from the parsha. So Val, here you're not mufka from the parsha. Val, here you're not mufka from the parsha. But man, if you're not mufka from the parsha, even if you will have an isur eshesach, it will not be a treifidike eshesach. And I'll tell you more from that. Reb Nochem is mitzayin that taste is garnished. Taste is garnished. And daf Yud Aleph and the Meiri here say that even if you boil the soita, you're not over isur eshesach. The eshesach doesn't come back. Avada, we didn't go like that. If the eshesach doesn't come back, it was no kashas on tasteless. The whole Reb Shlem is given geboy the eshesach comes back. Avada, we didn't go like that. Although we see from them that they learned also that the tumok sibo kearayas doesn't mean that she's out like a erve. A erve for sure the eshesach comes back. The Teretz is a mute from the parsha. The mele, even if it's a mute from the parsha, even if the eshesach will come back, it's as if eshesach sheyesh shel chayv elavim. It's as if a ander eshesach, but it's not a real eshesach. The mele, a stam eshesach, we're going back to Rav Kiveigis kasha. Not every eshesach patters tzoro. Eshesach only when he has a mute from the parsha patters, when he has the afkoe. So it is nishken afkoe. It's only a nogis. Loshon Ramban, v'lav mishum isur erve, furush Ramban and Avchov. Only as a anoges, and this we see in Taisa's Taka. So it's one Teretz Taka. This Teretz is mechadish, this longest, that the tumor is Taka, not a rein giflatz inside the erve. B'meile, the Baal and the boy will have to be the same, because it's mamish anoges, and b'meile doesn't patter the tzor. And b'meile doesn't patter herself. And b'meile doesn't patter herself. There's one with Yosef's Dvorim, though, that we said that one of the Chidush, so that's Be'etzem the Amonas Advorim Klapi Teisus. I think Advorim Brud. Reb Shleime, and the Shtiko, Reb Shleime finishes like this. Reb Shleime says that Lefi Dvor we answered that Chai V'Lavi V'Ese, right, we know Chai V'Lavi V'Ese is no mitzvah sibu. Ein esa deichel oise se shiresh bekor, ein esa deichel oise ve esa. So the Mishnah Melech had a sofek in Chayv Elavim ve esa, we know in Baal Uleikonu, there's no mitzvah, if the Eishesach comes back or not. So the Mishnah Melech had a tzad that the Eishesach comes back. So Mishnah Melech, so the Achronim asked the Kash, if the Ishesach comes back in Chai V'Lamim V'Eseh, why it doesn't patter the Tzor? It's toch the Ishesach. Let the Ishesach to patter the Tzor. Let the Ishesach to patter the Tzor. That's the Kash from the Achronim. Let the Ishesach to patter the Tzor. So the Shleimel, if you what I said, Ishesach doesn't patter the Tzor. Ishesach will Yibum. Nishken Erve le Yibum. Nishken Stir le Yibum. Arayas is Mufka. Shlebei Lomo is Mufka. Island is Chai V'Lamim V'Eseh don't patter. This was the vote that we said. Zagreb Shlomo, we have to know that Teisus Arosh by Yosef Dav Gimel Amud Beis, the first Teisus Arosh frek de kashe. V'im toima chay velabim ve'ese kevon she'en ese deich eloisese choy zera ish esach v'im ken she ish esach yifter atzoro. The whole shtick of there we answer them kibbe eger, kilu shteten Teisus Arosh mishtaze. We say that Lefidus Yesoid, Chai V'Lavim V'Eseh, we would never have a kasha that will patter the Tzoro. Because there's no mokum that will patter the Tzoro. The Teis HaRosh, like a frek the kasha. Frek the Teis HaRosh, Chai V'Lavim V'Eseh, why it doesn't patter the Tzoro? And Teis HaRosh answers the Zayti Keteretz. Val is a chiyuv chlitze, from Lokachas, so lo idum yada chisisha. Chisisha is no chalitze. So we learn how to Tzoro from Litzroir, it's not dum yada chisisha. Zaitik and Teretz. Needs a sach limudim in the Hemshech HaSugis. This Teis HaRosh, Vez HaShem, we'll go back to him. This is the Teretz. But frag the Teis HaRosh de Kasha. So Teis HaRosh L'chure doesn't hold from this whole Shtekel Teret. Now we say that the Ishesach cannot patter. He learned that the Ishesach could patter. What we'll have to say, maybe Muberes is different. But at least Chai V'Lavim V'Ese, it's enough. Everyone that has an out from the Parsha, because she has a Avera, every time when you have an out, the Ishesach is enough to patter. So then we'll have a kasha tzurik and tzoyta. What Tesis will answer that tzoyta doesn't patter tzora tzora? Because there's no drosha. But after she's out, she's the Ishesach. And let the Ishesach to patter the tzora. And here we don't have a teretz. It's no chalitza. So the fina Teis HaRosh, what we try, the whole two days we spoke about Rabbi Shlomo is that the Ishesach and the Soita to patter the Tzora, Rabbi Kivyeger says this Ishesach cannot patter the Tzora like Chai V'Lavim. If Teis HaRosh doesn't open the Teres of Rabbi Shlomo, or at least in Chai V'Lavim, maybe under Zachan, yeah, but at least after the Pesach from Litzror, yeah, but today the Maisi holds that the Erev from the Ishesach from Chai V'Lavim could patter the Tzora, so Lechura, the Erev from the Ishesach from the Soita could patter the Tzora. So what Teisus will say that no tzora tzora be a boil because there's no baal. Oh, but the meiser let the ishesach to patter the tzora. Shtake or the Teretz is when you open the Teisus HaRosh here. I said that Nochem also was saying that when you open the Teisus HaRosh, but in the brackets there you see. If you open the Teisus HaRosh here, when he brings the Teisus, he skips the Teretz. He takes it doesn't hold from the Teretz. From the feet both, finish the Teretz. He goes glach to the tzweite Teretz. You can't hold from this Teretz. Because the Fidu Teis HaRosh, the Ishesach has the pattern. So Teis HaRosh, like in the Derech Klal Teis HaRosh, is Mahtik Yedah Chelik from Teisus, but it's a Greisa HaShmotem. It's a whole Teretz of Teisus that we busy, Reb Shleim, Ala Achroinim, but Azrecha Teres, Teis HaRosh was Mashmit. Because Teis HaRosh is Shittot, he learned that the Ishesach could pattern, and Melech, can he zog in the Teretz? Va'oidei Meri zog Teisus, and Teis HaRosh, like he brings down the second Teretz, the Dafka Betum and the Siv Gabi Baal, Havik Ha'arayis. Ksiv beloshen lav lo yuchal bay lo rishon, aval beboyel ksiv lav elo venistero venitmo. Va'ad bor lekamon nivel otum ksivu kearayes, ahu nitmo demashon lochut nedor ishtu ksivu kearayes. Lemay de memshan lekamon lav sagi ba'ud nistero. Lo mezen only the gemore, the tchilas a gemore. The gemore is a posh the gemore. Ador efshon mezen dotake mamish rashi l'shitos. Mino anemile. So Rashi again is Nemur Lishitose in Gantz Yevomes. Mino Alemile, Rashi is Nemur Lishitose in Gantz Yevomes. Every time when the Gemara wants a posuk, Rashi goes, and the Erve, the Tzora and Tzora Tzora. Rashi never wants to remind us that there's a Gemara later that Erve Gufa Leitzich Ekro. The Rishonim, every time when Mino Alemile, Lemaskone, the Erve Gufa Leitzich Ekro. The Poras Yosef and the Primigodim, and Sefer Poras Yosef, and the Shtos and the Rashi here. Mino anemile she'erve v'tzoroso v'tzora tzoroso pturim min ha'ibum. The Tonu Rabbonon. Isha l'choyse l'isikach litzro legalo servoso oleo b'chayer. Oleo matal modloima. It's enough to say legalo servoso. The fish in Emar Yovom Yovom Yoleo Shemeni afilu b'achas mikol ha'arayas. Maybe Esed Echel Oisese. הקוס בדם נמא כאן לא יובן מה לאהלן נמא מה לא מקמיצה אף כאן מקמיצה אומר רחמון לא יסיקח אז דרושה that you can do ייבום בארץ אין לי אלוהי צרוסו מנאי תלמוד לא ימר ליצחו אין לי אלו צרוסו צורס צרוסו מנאי צורס צרוסו מנאי תלמוד לא ימר לוצ so we have a pasuk that she's potu we have a pasuk that she's potu we have a pasuk that the tzora is potu and we have a pasuk that tzora tzora is potu ואין לי אלו אחיס אישו שר הרייס מנאי אמרס מה אחיס אישו מיוחדס שהיא ערבה בחיים הסדר לקורס שגוס אוחתס ואסור ליאבום אף כל שהיא ערבה בחיים הסדר לקורס שגוס אוחתס אסור ליאבום אין לי אלוהן צרוסי מנאי אמרס מה אחיס אישו מיוחדס שהיא ערבה בחיים הסדר לקורס שגוסו חטס ואסור ליבום, צרוסו אסור, אף כל שיער ובחרים עשתה מקור, שגוסו חטס אסור ליבום, צרוסו אסור. מכאן עוברו 15 נושים, פויטוס צרוסם וצורו צרוסם נחליצו מנעי ומעצוב כלוי. This is the girse that we have in our Gemara. So in our Gemara we have a girse that the Gemara has a posuk, אין לי אלוהם, צרוסי מנעי, אין לי אלא צורסיהם, צורס צורסיהם מנאי. We have a drosha on the erve, on the tzore, and on the tzore tzore. Then the Gemara says, אין לי אלא חויסישו, שר הרייס מנאי. אין לי אלוהם, צורסיהם מנאי. מכאן אומרו 15 נושים, פויטו צורסיהם וצורס צורסיהם עד סוף כל הורים. זה צורס לשמייס. The Goen races in the first the Gemara, בדס רשי, אין לי אלוהם צורסיהם מנאים, אין לי אלו צורסיהם. צורס צורסיהם מנאים, the Goyen is מייחקת. The Goyen says that we only go as אין לי אלוהם צורסיהם מנאים. אבל צורס צורס, we don't bring down, because it's a Gemara in the Yud Gimel, mentioned in Tesis and the Gimel, Beis Amud Aleph. So the Girsa of the Goyen is that the Gemara only spoke about צורסיהם, and not in צורס צורסיהם. אין לי אלו צורסיהם, אין לי אלוהם צורסיהם מנאים, תמלוי מרלוצו. The next Gemara, Eli Elach, Yisisho, Shara Reis Minayin, Eli Elohem, Tzorosei Minayin, the Goyen is Moichikit. The Pashtas, Bedivri Rashi, is not near like the Goyen, because the Rashi says, Minoah Nemile, She'erve, V'tzoroso, V'tzoros Tzoroso. So Pashtas in Rashi is Mashma, Nishtoze. Also Rashi, Mamasri Lotzu, Mashma Tzoris Arbe. So Kenza, we not, so Shaila, if we Moichikit or not, Tesis, we started that Beza Mudalev, bring two Girsois, if we are geirus in the Gemara, we're not geirus. I want to ask you a shtikle orado, diktuk in the Gemara. A dover nifla behilchis pshat. Look in the Gemara in the beginning, and look in the Gemara in the end. Ein li elo achis isho. Tzoroso minayin. Talmulei malotzo. Ein li elo tzoroso. Tzoros tzoroso minayin. Litzroi. What are they going? Ein li elo achis isho. Shara rais minayin. Ma achis isho. אין לי אלוהים, צורסי ימיניים. מכאן אמרו. Why in the second time the Gemara didn't repeat, אין לי אלו צורסיהם, צורס צורסי ימיניים. The first time the Gemara says, אין לי אלוהים, צורסי ימיניים. אין לי אלו צורסיהם, צורס צורסי ימיניים. תמולם על יצרות. אין לי אלו אחיס אישו, שערייס מיניים. אין לי אלוהים, צורסי ימיניים. מה אחיס אישו? מכאן אמרו 15 נושים. The Gemara in the second time didn't ask from where we know Tzoros Tzor. Again, the Goyen went and raised the first time also. So the Gemara never mentioned it. But if we go just like our Girsa, so we don't raise it. So the first time the Gemara said, Ein li Elohim, Ein li Elo Tzoroseim, Ein li Elo Tzoroseim, Tzoros Tzoroseim Minayin. And the second time, the Gemara only asked, Ein li Elohim, Ein li Elo Tzoroseim, and the Gemara didn't ask. Lefi Rashi, we could say a double niflo covered Shabbos, a double niflo covered Shabbos if you're Rashi. That's a high point. In the beginning, the Gemara needs a posuk. Ein li Elohem. Ein li Elohem. Tzoroseim minayim. I need a posuk. Ein li Tzoroseim. Tzoro Tzoroseim. We said, Rav Kiv Eger says, I can't figure out. I need a posuk. Then the Gemara goes, Shar Arayas minayim. We learn from Achris Isha. Tzoroseim. We learn from Achris Isha. Tzora Tzora, the Gemara doesn't need a posuk the second time. Why the second time the Gemara doesn't need a pasuk? I'll tell you the question. The first time the Gemara needs a pasuk that the erva patters the tzora. Now we need a pasuk that the tzora patters the tzora. Why we need a pasuk that the tzora patters the tzora? If I don't have a pasuk that the tzora patters the tzora, how I will know that the tzora patters the tzora? Because Eishesach? Lamazach, Rabbi Kiv Eger's kasha. Deishasach, but I don't know that Deishasach patters. I only know that Achus Isha patters. I only know that Achus Isha patters. So why Tzoro will patter the Tzoro? How Tzoro could patter the Tzoro? How Tzoro could patter the Tzoro? Oysas. Seif, only Achus Isha. I need a posse that the Tzoro could ask the Tzoro. But after that I know that all of the Arayas could patter the Tzoro. So today that I know that all of the Arayas could patter the Tzoro, so now I could learn, so why Tzoro normally patters the Tzoro? Because she's a Ishesach. So I don't need a Pasuk and Tzoro Tzoro. Now I could figure out the Kimehagia. After the Tzoro is a Ishesach, she could patter. Now in the beginning that I only knew Achris Isho, so I can learn Pshat, that why Tzoro patters Tzoro mitzad Ishesach. Ishesach doesn't patter, only Achris Isho patters. I need a Pasuk that the Tzoro patters the Tzoro. Lemaskola, that I know that Eishesach also patters, Kol HaArayas patter. Today I could learn that why Tzoro patters Tzoro, Mitzad Eishesach. So I don't need a Pasuk. If you read inside the Gemara, I will show you how it's written inside the Gemara. Let me read the Gemara inside. Tonu Rabbom, Ishel Achoyser Lissikach Litzro Legal Eser Boso. Ma Talmud Loima, Yevom Yover Lea, Shomnei Afil Bukhan Arayas Shabateiro, Nemar Kan Oleo, Venemar Loholon Oleo, Ma Loholon Moke Mitzvah, Afkan Moke Mitzvah, Omar Rachmon Eloi Sikach. אין לי אלוהי, צורוסו מיני, תמוד להם על לא יצרו. אין לי אלו צורוסו, צורה צורוסו, אז נורב כבאיגר, אז נוסק, זה צורה כנעת פאטר, יש שסך כנעת פאטר, אני לפוסל. תמוד להם על יצרו וללא צור. אין לי אלו אחויס אישו, שער רייץ מיני, מה אחויס אישו מיוחד שיער ובחר עם הזדה לקורס, שגרוס לפוטר ואסור ליאבו, אף כל שיער ובחר עם הזדה לקורס, שגרות אחת אז אסור ליום. אין לי אלוהם צורוסי מיני, מה אחיס אישו מיוחד שיער ובחר עם הזדה לקורס שגרוס אחתוס, אסור ליאבם, צורוס ואסור, אף כל שיער ובחר עם הזדה לקורס, שגרות אחת אסור ליאבם, צורוס ואסור. So we said, and now after the צורס, זה אסור שזה ישסח, so she could patter herself, we don't need a פסוק, right? מכאן אומרו, 15 נושים, פה זה צורסיהם, וצורו צורסיהם, אנחנו נצורים לו. The Gemara didn't say it, but the Gemara finishes, מכאן אומרו, 15 נושים, פה זה צורסיהם, וצורו צורסיהם. Like the Lefine Goel, we decided not to speak on Tzorah Tzorah now. So don't say, Mikan Omu, Chamesh Renoshim, Tzorah Tzorah Tzorah. The Gemara starts, Eli Elohi, Tzorah Tzorah. Shar Noshim, I only have a Pasuk and an Erva and a Tzorah. But the Gemara finishes. Mikan Omu, Chamesh Renoshim, Poit Tzorah Seyim, Tzorah Tzorah Seyim, Nachal Litzah Benibum. At Sof, Kolarim. Yem Rishon, Medav Shem Gein Vait. I'm going to do it.